we're now in our Board of Equalization. Okay. Terry. Okay.
That's me.
Your timing's perfect.
All right. Those are the meetings. And these first...
Maybe just a little bit of clarification. In our packet, we have minutes from...
From Board of Equalization.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to approve those minutes? I don't know.
Probably, yes. But I don't have those.
So that's my second page. Is the Board of Equalization adjustments that were recommended...
I guess what, and maybe I'm not following that either, but Terry, I think in the Board of Equalization, we may have to approve the minutes of the prior boards.
What's the date?
October 6th, 2025. Okay. So before we dive right into your stuff, let's review the minutes there, and if we can, then we just approve these minutes from the October 6th meeting.
Perfect.
I accept a motion to it.
I just wanted to have a question. So okay. There was those meeting at 8:30. We had Dan Johnson, you, Terry, Deputy Assessor Josh Ames, Leanne, Jeannie Lowe, and Barbara Crowder at this. And that's the minutes of this meeting that we're approving.
That's the minutes from our Board of Equalization hearing. Yeah, so each hearing. Person so listed came in.
So we don't have to prove these. Okay.
So the yeah, several that was people came in later.
That's just the minutes from their hearing. And then
so this isn't the
case. Okay.
This will be the results.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So we're good then. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
So the first page is our assessor adjustments that you guys need to approve as our Board of Equalization. There are standard changing non-primary to primary. There were a few property characteristics we adjusted, but those are our normal assessor adjustments.
And that's the first page we have then.
That's the first page. We had one gentleman, I think you could see him. The first five are just primary exemption adjustments. Then the sixth gentleman, David Galvain, we adjusted his property because he had his sales contract. Generally what you buy something for is the market value. So that was adjusted, but we went out and remeasured a few places that thought we had the measurements wrong and they were right. So we fixed it.
Okay.
So that's that first page.
Okay.
The second page is the results of the Board of Equalization. This is the recommendations of our hearing officer. The first one was a cabin up on Monroe that did not burn, but we had it in as, I don't know how deep of an explanation you want. We had it in as a full SFR, like a home with drywall and insulation and outlets and plumbing, and it's just a shell. So we went up and inspected it. So we adjusted that one. The middle portion is all stipulations. They had either their purchase contracts of what they purchased the property for. So we just stipulated for the purchase price. There was a couple that we corrected some characteristics. The commercial properties. These are the ones that we had contracted out. So the correct characteristics were all commercial properties that we adjusted because they had some of the stuff in incorrect.
Okay. These are all people that came to the hearing and that you...
They applied to appeal their values on the form, and they either requested us to call them, they came in, or they just requested a recommendation.
Okay.
So the minutes actually say which people came in, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last page is the Monroe Canyon Fire. There were 707 parcels that were in the closure area. This is the adjustments we'd make if we adjusted them 25% for lack of access and use while the fire, while all the roads were closed and people couldn't get anywhere. And the cabins that actually burned were adjusted 50% because they had use of them half of the year before the fire burned them. I did this table a little different, so I put it in the computer so we could see the numbers. And the difference column down at the, on the far side is the total it'll affect our tax collections.
This is a one-time for 2025.
One-time for 2025. There is no market value because nothing's sold, so I can't put a market value on it. It would basically be a Board of Equalization adjustment for the loss of use for this year, and then next year hopefully we have some sales that we can use.
So on these, in reviewing on page 2, we have the Belknaps, and then they also came in to the Board of Equalization, and it looks like the Commissioner Johnson requested, or just says, you know, since the county's adjusting to 25%, that's what he recommended for them. So nothing in additional, correct?
Yes.
Am I reading that right?
Okay. Uh-huh. Nothing additional, just the fire.
Okay. Like, and everyone else will be in that same boat. It's a one size fits all, if you will.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the adjustment is for market value. This affects our greenbelt values not at all, because we adjust the market value 25%. It's against state law to adjust the greenbelt use values, so we can't adjust them.
Okay.
The use value is already so minimal that there's nothing really to adjust. Some of the market values are $250,000, but the use value was $500. But it's the state law that we can't adjust those, so the taxable value won't change on those. What can happen with Greenbelt is that we understand that there's been a fire. They're not going to be able to put 100 cows on 5 acres, or, you know, because there's not enough feed because it's all burned.
But so they'll still qualify.
It'll still qualify for Greenbelt. That's what we can offer if anyone asks.
Okay. Give them a couple years of reprieve.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Any questions, Sam?
I'm good.
Okay.
Motion to approve is recommended.
And I'll second that.
Okay. And we take that action in this, in the Board of Equalization, then, right, Steve? Been moved and seconded that we approve the information that Terry and the assessor's office has given us, as parcels have been affected and their valuations have changed. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. And with that, we will close out of Board of Equalization.